One of the most well-known prohibitions for the Sfirat HaOmer period, which every child in a Jewish primary school will be able to tell you, is that you're not allowed to listen to music during the Omer. But that's not so clear-cut. The Shulchan Aruch certainly doesn't mention it. As we said in yesterday's shiur, as far as the Shulchan Aruch is concerned, the prohibitions are against getting married and having haircuts. However, the Magen Avraham in Siman Taf Tzadik Gimel Sif Katan Aleph says, La'asot rikudinu mecholot shel reshut nagu le'esor, that the minhag is not to have dances unless they're for a tzarech mitzvah. If it was for tzarech mitzvah, it seems that it might be permitted. The Magen Avraham discusses whether it would be for a shidduchin or something like that, not if you're going on a shidduch, but if you're celebrating the conclusion of a shidduch. But certainly if it's not for the sake of a mitzvah, then the minhag is not to have dances. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Gimel as well. So the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah are only talking about actual dancing. But what about music without dancing? So the Minchat Yitzchak in Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, he says, if dancing is prohibited, then that would be without music, just singing. So Kol Shekein, all the more so we can presume that it's prohibited to use musical instruments, and he says that's the way that the Achronim understand it in the Halachot of Bein HaMetzarim, the 3 weeks also, where we've got the prohibition against having dancing, and then they discuss on the back of that about whether or not a person who's got a Parnassa playing music is allowed to play music. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe, Yoradeh Chelek Bet Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin, also says that listening to music is prohibited during Sfirat HaOmer, and that is indeed the general understanding of the Achronim. But there's still a couple of questions which need to be addressed. So one is, are there exceptions to this? In Sefer Halichot Shlomo, the Psakim of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Hilchot Pesach Perek Yud Aleph, in a footnote there, he says that Rav Shlomo Zalman matted music for a woman who was suffering from depression, and she just needed music to raise her spirits. That was for therapeutic purposes, and therefore it was quite obvious to him that it was permitted. Also, a person who has a parnasa as a musician is allowed to play their music during the Sfirat HaOmer period. The Bi'ur Halacha mentions this in the Halachot of the 3 weeks, so Kal Vachomer for the Sfirat HaOmer, which is less strict. What about learning to play music during Sfira? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva on this in Or Chaim Chelek Gimel Siman Pei Zayin, where he says that if you're learning because this is your parnasa and you need to practice, or you're being trained or whatever it is, then it's going to be permitted. But if it's just for pleasure, that's why you're learning to play an instrument, then he says that it's prohibited. Interesting question comes up about a cappella. So a cappella lichora is going to be permitted because that's just singing, and singing seems to be permitted during Sfirat HaOmer pretty much according to everybody, even though one or two achronim sort of raised the question. But what about a cappella recordings? So a person wants to download from YouTube or whatever it is an a cappella recording to listen to during Sfirat HaOmer. Is that going to be permitted or not? So Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe, Orach Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Samach Vav, says yes, this is a shira b'feh. This is just vocals rather than musical accompaniment. But Rav Vosner in Shevet Halevi Chelek Bet Siman Nun Zayin, he says no, the actual fact, this is like with a kli. This is like with a musical instrument. It's true that if you were listening to the people live, then it would only be vocals, but now it's being projected, or you're hearing it through the medium of a loudspeaker and a phone or a cassette player or whatever it might be. So now it's Shira B'feh. He brings from the Rambam in Hilchot Tanit, Parakeh Halacha Yudalas, where the Rambam talks about Kol Mashmiei Kol Shel Shir, anything which creates or makes heard the sound of singing is prohibited, as opposed to singing itself. So this is mashmiei kol shir, and therefore he thinks that it's prohibited. It's important in the context of this discussion, though, to flag up the view of Rav Nachum Rabinovich in his She'elot u'Tshuvot Siach Nachum Simon Lamed Hei, where he actually says that it's not all music that's prohibited. It's clear, he says, from the Magen Avraham's talk, who's the earliest source about this, the Magen Avraham's talking about Rikudin u'mecholot shel Simcha, happy dancing and stuff. But if you're going to a classical music concert, which is there to revive the spirit, so then he thinks that's permissible. It might be to go to a pop concert where everybody's jiggling around and that sort of thing. So that would be Shel Simcha, but to go and listen to a Beethoven concert or whatever it might be, he thinks is actually permitted, even during Sfirat HaOmer. Ad Kan.